on the Coyote Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the YokeCast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics, taking you inside the stories of Coyote athletes, coaches, administrators, and more. Now, here's your host, John Thayer.
Hey, what's up? How are you? We're back for our penultimate episode of the YokeCast podcast for this season. We've got a good one lined up with three athletes who are, one of them, in the off season, two of them, ready to make a push here in the final stretch of the season. We've got Briley Hempe from softball, who will celebrate Senior Day on Saturday with the softball team at the final series of the regular season. Cole Withrow, men's golf team, is preparing for the Summit League Championships. Those get underway on Sunday in Mesa, Arizona. And Ava Ball, who's going through the spring season and ready to get in year number two in a Coyote uniform next fall. Let's get it started with Briley Hempe, a senior softball player from Sioux City, Iowa, who's preparing for senior weekend at South Dakota.
Briley, the season winding down, it seems like it's coming very, very quickly. When you look at this season with the way it's gone, obviously some ups and downs, but a couple of series wins here over the last couple of weekends. How would you describe what this season is and what this team has been like to be on?
You know, I think it kind of started out a little rough, but I really think that we've just held together, and I think we're all super close. And I really think that since conference has started, like, being that close and just playing for each other has really helped with the conference wins. We're just getting up there, and I think we're kind of on a high right now.
How important is that to be in the high right now as you close out the regular season and get ready for that conference tournament? I mean, back-to-back weekend victories, series wins, that's got to feel good right now.
Yeah, I think if we're going to be on a high right now is the time to do it. I mean, going into the conference tournament, like, we need to be up there. So I think now is a great time to just play the best softball we can.
You had a great time to have confidence because you got the number one team of the conference coming in this weekend to wrap up the regular season. Nice to have that at home and try to close it out, right?
Yeah, and it's our senior weekend, so hopefully we can get a couple wins there.
You think about senior weekend and career at USD. This season has got to mean a lot to you. It's the most that you've played. It's the most statistics you've been able to get in your career. What has this year meant to you after just grinding for the last few years?
I think this year is probably the most, like, fun I've had. I think I've obviously gotten more opportunities, and I think I've just been able to play a lot looser than I have in the past. So I'm just having fun. I'm just rolling. It's going good.
What's been your focus individually to try to get yourself in a position to get those opportunities?
I think just my hitting, just staying consistent and just causing chaos on the field, you know. Yeah, just putting the ball in play and making stuff happen, I think, is what's been able to get me more opportunities this year.
You've been able to play Division I college softball right close to home. You're from Sioux City, so not too far away. How cool is that?
I think that is my favorite part. Like, I get to see my family so much. They come to every single home game. And I just, that's one of the reasons why I chose to come here, is I just love, I'm my homebody, so I go home and see my family a lot. So it's pretty important to me.
When you're not in the game, are you one that initiates some of the cheers from the dugout, or you just kind of jump on board?
I kind of jump on board. Some of the younger girls kind of take control there. They get really hype about the cheers, but I love to join them. They're always fun, so...
What's been your favorite thing about softball? Obviously, it's been a big part of your life and something that you took to this level. What's been your favorite thing about the sport?
I think just how competitive it is. Like, I feel, obviously, it's a team sport, but you really get to show, like, individual skills. Like, and you never know what's going to happen. Like, you could get hit the ball, like, five times in a game or not at all. So I really love the competitiveness of it. And then I would say... also just the friendships I've made. Like, I've met some of my best friends here, and even if they've left or, like, gone somewhere else, like, I still keep in touch with them. So I just think that's a great part of it.
Has it always been softball for you, or when did you know that that was the sport that could give you an opportunity at the next level?
I think it's always been softball. Like, I played other sports in high school and growing up, but I was always just like the best at softball, and I think I put most of my time into that. And yeah, I just liked that one the most, I think. And I've been playing softball the longest out of any sport I've ever played, so.
Sports like softball and baseball, it seems like you can get involved in very, very young. And
yeah.
I would imagine that was the case for you. What's been your biggest growth in the sport of softball?
I think just having more confidence in myself. Like, I think my freshman year, I wasn't very confident. And I just think over the last 4 years, I've just grown so much at just being able to play a little bit looser and just having fun with it. So, yeah.
You look at this weekend, you mentioned it's senior weekend. Have you thought about that much? I mean, last chance to go on the home field and compete. And obviously, we're hoping for a lot more softball after this with mm-hmm. the tournament and everything. But when you think about senior weekend, what goes through your brain?
I try not to think about it because, I mean, it makes me sad knowing that it's going to be, like, my last time around. But I don't know. It just makes me happy that, like, all my friends are coming and my family's coming and just everyone is there to support us and just help us on our journey after softball. So that's exciting. But it does make me sad to think about, like, it being our last home game. And just I hope it goes out on a high note.
You mentioned your journey after softball. What's next for you?
So I'm graduating and I'm getting my BSN, and then I'm going to take my boards and hopefully become an RN. I already have a job lined up, and me and my hometown best friend are going to go live in Savannah, Georgia. So that's a trek.
Nice, Savannah. How do you get into nursing? What was kind of the driving force behind that interest?
I think I started going to the dermatologist when I was, like, a lot younger, and I just thought that skincare was really interesting, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is something that I would want to do. So then I was like, I'll become an RN because I want to be, like, in the medical field with that. And then since then, I think my, like, goals of what I want to do and, like, where I want to work have changed, but overall, just, like, being in the healthcare setting is really interesting to me, and I think, like, just the way the human body works is so cool. So I just want to stay in it and keep learning about it.
Are you into the fast-paced hospital environment, or are you looking for more like a clinical care where it's maybe not as intense?
I would say definitely not something intense. I already have a job lined up, and it's psych nursing, which can get pretty, like, heated sometimes, but it's a lot less intense than, like, the ICU or something like that. So yeah, I definitely like a slower pace, and I don't know, I feel like I've been going at such a fast pace my whole life. Like, I just want to start out with something a little bit more chill.
So Savannah, Georgia, did you just throw a dart at a map, or how'd we come up with this?
Kind of. Me and my best friend, like, we knew that we wanted to go to the coast, but she graduated last semester, so she's already graduated, so she was looking for jobs and she is going to be a teacher, and I was like, well, you just find somewhere to teach, like, I can get a nursing job anywhere, I'm not really worried about that. So she applied to a bunch of different cities, places, and she landed on Savannah, so I was like, great, let's go there, I'll find a job and we can go. So it was kind of out of nowhere, but I mean, we've looked around and it seems like a pretty good place to live.
What's exciting, maybe a little bit scary about that? You grew up in Sioux City, Iowa. You've lived close here. Now you're going to venture off and
yeah.
explore the world a little bit away from family. It's got to be exciting and a little bit nervous at the same time.
Yeah, I would say it's definitely exciting. Like, I mean, I've lived in the same place my whole life. I went to school 30 minutes away, so I'm excited to try something new and just live somewhere different and be around different people. And I also, not that I was sheltered, but kind of, and I'm just excited to go out and do my own thing and, like, learn how to be an adult, I guess. So I'm excited for that, but nervous. I'm just scared to be away from my family, and, like, if something goes wrong, I can't just call my dad to come help me. Like, I actually have to learn how to use other resources, so nervous and excited, I would say.
Well, Dad will always be there. I'll promise
yeah.
you that over the phone and help you through all of that. What has softball taught you in life that you feel like you can take on with you into the nursing profession?
I think the biggest thing is probably teamwork. Like, I'm with my team every single day. So you really get, like, used to working as a team and just, like, sharing ideas and being around a bunch of people at once. And I really think that's going to help me carry into the nursing field, because you're constantly working in a team there. So just being able to understand other people's perspectives and their ideas and stuff, and using that as a strength and not a weakness.
Final week of the regular season, then we'll be focused on the Summit League softball tournament. This team, we mentioned a couple of weekend series wins over the last couple of weeks. What gives you confidence that this team can flip a switch and go be competitive here in however many games are left?
I just think we're all so close, and we've really decided the last, like, couple weeks that we just need to play for each other and not worry about the score or worry about anyone else. And we know that we're going to be underdogs coming here to play Omaha, so just, like, playing loose and not worrying about anything, and just really just trying to band together and play for each other. And I think that has helped the last few weekends, and I think that's something we can take to Omaha.
Good luck in the final stretches of the season, the final stretch, and enjoy senior weekend as well. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. And good luck in the future.
Thank you.
That is Briley Hempe. She is a senior softball player at USD from Sioux City, Iowa, ready to hit the world as a nurse and headed to Savannah, Georgia. So good luck to her and all the seniors who are headed off into whatever's next in life. Let's keep it rolling with Cole Withrow. He's a men's golfer for South Dakota. The men's golf team will begin the Summit League Championships on Sunday in Mesa, Arizona.
Cole, the season winding up. Obviously, you got the Summit League Championships coming up here. You look back at the year that has been. How would you describe this year?
It's been long. You know the coaching staff has been different. It's been great. Grant is really, a great coach overall. He's been in that position, assistant, now head coach. And, the first group of guys, they went out hard in Boston and they fought. And then we kind of been on a steady path. And this spring we've hit our numbers, but we obviously want to play better. So, yeah.
Talk about that coaching change. Obviously, Grant was an assistant and he gets elevated to the head coach. How much changes with that? I mean, obviously, you were familiar with him a little bit, but how much changes in that process?
Right. I mean, obviously, we've been through two or three different coaches, which is tough. Obviously, you adapt when that time comes. But once Grant stepped into that role, he's been great. He's been pretty firm with us. He's been, obviously, the good times, the bad times. And when we played bad, he's, figured out ways to kind of help us out. I think that assistant coaching job has helped him out a ton. And obviously now he's been in that position to win a conference championship as a player, now a coach. So it's great to see.
How would you describe your season individually? I mean, you kind of hovered around that number three, number four mark, somewhere in there. And some rounds you'll have really good ones. And maybe it started with a rough first round, but then you bounce back.
Right.
How would you describe your season?
Yeah, it's been a little dicey. I mean, obviously missing the first event was tough. Obviously the team went and super happy they played well. Obviously as an individual, you want to play well, but this is a team sport, so you got to see other people succeed, which is great. After that, I kind of struggled my first event and then kind of been pretty much consistent. But I think overall it's been an okay season, has been my best. It's kind of helps when Joe's playing well, Jack's playing well. But I've been very happy these past couple events for the spring. So obviously keeping that momentum going.
This team as a group has put itself in contention and towards the top. How much has that built this team's confidence going into this part of the year?
Yeah, I think the big thing is once you put yourself in that contention, you realize how the pressure is going to be, how the atmosphere is going to be, so you're going to be comfortable. And this group has definitely put themselves in contention. Obviously, we've placed in the middle of the pack most events. But I think, that momentum, obviously the last event wasn't our best, but I think that that first round got a lot of fire under the guys, and now we're kind of clicking. So,
how do you measure up when you go to some of these events? I mean, you'll see schools from all over, some higher level schools and some of that. And how do you try to use that as a barometer for where your team's at as you go throughout the season?
You know, I think we can't get ahead of ourselves. The biggest thing is to stay with the team. Obviously, you can look at what St. Thomas and NDSU and what these guys are doing in the preseason. But once it comes to that conference championship, you cannot be worrying about what they're playing, because once you worry about what they're doing, what they're shooting, you're just going to get out of hand.
How do you go into a tournament like this? Obviously, Summit League Championships, and this is where you want to peak, right, as a team, because the goal is to get to a regional. You go into this tournament, do you have a number in mind for goals, or what's kind of the mindset when you approach a tournament?
I mean, obviously, the goal is to go in and win that championship by a lot and not by a little. We kind of want to stomp on their toes and show them who we are. The polls came out, we were seventh, and we kind of want to show we got a lot of fire under our feet, and we want to keep it going. And I think the biggest thing is just to keep it day by day and just keep it shot by shot, and keep it in the present is the biggest area of what this group needs to do. And we have the capabilities and all the resources we need to succeed.
You talk about the capabilities. I mean, we've seen individuals from this team have great success, and we've seen bits and pieces out of some of the other pieces of the team. The million-dollar question, how do we put it all together?
I mean, it's consistency, but I think the biggest thing is to help your players through 18 holes. I mean, it might not seem like a lot, but, you know, if you have one bad hole, you got to help your player out. Say I have a bad hole and someone else has a great hole, you know, you're hoping your team is helping you out. And that's what we've been learning, and we've been going through meetings on trying to figure out how we can uplift each other and how we can keep our momentum going.
Are you a scoreboard watcher when you're playing, or do you like to avoid that?
That's kind of funny you say that, because our last couple meetings, most of our team watches the scoreboard. I obviously watch the scoreboard. Other, you know, competitors watch it. I think when we get to this conference championship, I think we have to not watch it. And it's going to be hard for me. It's going to be hard for our team. It's just something you do as a competitor. You know, you want to know where people are at. And the biggest thing is just to stay in the present and uplift your teammates.
Do you feel like by watching the scoreboard, sometimes it changes what you may or may not do with a shot, and maybe you're more aggressive because you want to make up some things? And obviously that can be rewarding, and it can lead to some mistakes. Do you feel like watching the scoreboard changes how you might approach a shot?
I think it's tough to say. I think if you're in a situation where it's cutthroat and you need to make a birdie or a par to win over another team, I think you for sure need to look at it. But I think early on, it's irrelevant. Tons of golf to play. You have 54 holes. You know, it's tough to look at the leaderboard and say, oh, I'm six shots back from the leader. And, you know, you cannot look that far into the future. It's just going to hurt you, and it's going to hurt your team.
How quickly are you able to adjust? You go to some of these other climates, right, where it's warmer. That obviously compresses the ball more, sometimes makes it fly a little bit differently. How do you adjust when you're used to certain numbers with clubs and maybe the ball's flying differently?
I think the big thing is preparation. These next couple days, we're going to be going hard. We're going to have elevation change in the simulator and kind of simulate the conditions we're going to be in. Obviously, most of us have played in Arizona. But we know how far the ball flies. It's usually about a club and a half more. But I think in general, we play in a lot of wind. Down there, we don't see a lot of wind. These past couple of days, we played in 20, 30 mile an hour gusts. It hasn't been fun. So hopefully not a lot of wind, and hopefully a lot of putts going.
When you're playing in the wind and it's just practice, obviously, you know, the ball flight's affected by the wind. How do you try to flush that and just work on ball striking and some of that?
That's a tough question. I think the biggest thing is when we're in those situations, you have to adjust well. You know, we have been in a lot of wind this fall, and now you're going to be going to a climate that has no wind. Obviously, the girls played in a little bit of wind the other day, and that plays a big factor down there, but just executing the shot and staying in the moment is the biggest thing.
In golf, it's hard for golfers to be really good at everything. Where's the strength of your game, and where's an area that you always got to, you know, try to keep working on and try to make up for?
I'd say the biggest area my strengths are is wedges. Usually I succeed in that area. Right now I'm struggling off the tee, so as long as we can get the ball in the fairway, we'll be all right. But overall short game is usually pretty strong. I rely on it if I'm not hitting fairways. But yeah, I usually rely heavily on short game.
Junior season, you've been obviously at USD. What led to an opportunity here?
I think it comes back to Coach Vining giving me an opportunity, and obviously junior golf and having success there is great, but once you get to the collegiate level, having a good coach and mentor who's been here for a while, and then having great upperclassmen coming in my freshman year, pushing me, being better, has been great.
Have you shifted into kind of a leader role now that you've been here a while?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. It's tough to be a leader, tough to lead the guys. Obviously, you're going to have the downs and upsides, ups and downs, but I would say a little bit of a role. I'd say me and PJ played a good part of our leadership role.
How do you, you know, try to, you see some guys who are having success, and maybe it's a tournament where you're not having as much success as you would like. How do you try to get that positive energy towards them?
I think you just gotta feed off them. You gotta learn from them. You gotta adapt from them, and you know, you got to really ask questions. I think asking questions from teammates is the biggest way to learn. And I mean, you can learn from Joey. Has had a great season. You can just ask him many different questions and he'll give you a ton of insight. Obviously Grant is going to give us as well, but just building off what they're doing and how they're playing and trying to just put yourself in their shoes for a little bit and then kind of get back into your own mode.
Do you like being locked in and doing your own thing, or do you like the coaches coming up and kind of giving you some pointers, thoughts, some of that stuff throughout a round?
You know, it's tough because you have your locked in mentality and then you have your coaches and you're like, how do I deal with this at the same time? And obviously being locked in is great. I think you need to get out of that bubble a little bit when talking to Logan or Grant. But I think when you're by yourself, being locked in is great, and then opening up when you see your coach is good as well.
You said yourself you've seen a lot of good things out of this team. You feel a lot better about your game the last few tournaments going into this thing. Why can this team go down to Arizona, get it together for 3 days, and hopefully reach the goals?
This team is something special, and everyone says that about their team, but this team is really hardworking. We have all the skills. We just got to put it together. And I think, as I said, is just being able to build off each other is going to be a main thing for the Oats. And, you know, once those birdies start to go in, I think you're going to see us move right up the leaderboard.
All right, we're excited to follow along. Good luck in the tournament, and we're excited to see how it finishes. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That is Cole Withrow. He is a golfer for the University of South Dakota. Again, the Coyotes will compete in Mesa, Arizona in the Summit League Men's Golf Championships, which are set for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. You could follow along with how they're doing down there at goyotes.com. We'll wrap it up this week with Ava Ball. She is a sophomore outside hitter from St. Paul, Minnesota, and coming off of a sensational freshman season, has gone through the spring and now gearing up for year two in a Coyote uniform.
Ava, getting through the spring season with volleyball, getting yourself ready for the next fall. What has this year been like? You go back to, you know, the fall and getting in competition, and now in the spring as you elevate things to get ready for next fall.
It's been a lot of fun just to see the growth with the entire team, and picked up Gabby in the spring, so it's been a lot of fun to see her grow and just to see her ball out on the court. And I think we've done a lot of amazing things this spring, so I'm really interested to see what it's like in the fall and all the growth we've done.
Would you say you ball out on the court?
I would say so. Yeah.
You go back to the fall, getting your opportunity to get out there on the floor and getting those starts and putting yourself in a position to really help this team in so many different areas. What was the learning curve like for you, or the growth that you had to have right away?
It was a huge jump going from, you play high school and you play like some good girls, but then, and then in club you play a lot of good teams, but then in college I think it's just a huge step in just the all-around game. Everybody's hitting the ball hard. So many different routes that you have to track, and so I think that was a big learning curve, but my team really helped me out in everything, and so it was a lot of fun just to like play really good teams and just have fun with everybody.
Obviously, when you go into college and you're a successful athlete, you go in with a lot of confidence. What was your welcome to Division I college volleyball moment?
Oh, that one's good. I think just like the first game in the SCSC, and we have such a good fan basis, and like, you know, we come out, everybody's cheering, and just like the energy from everybody, I think that was, it was really cool, and it gives me goosebumps still to this day. So
what's the biggest adjustment that you had to figure out right away? You know, obviously you talk about high school volleyball and club, and you see different levels, right, as you compete. And then you go to this level, you're seeing like defenses from the other team and things like that. What was the biggest adjustment you had to get figured out early?
I think it was like, you're going to make mistakes. Like, volleyball is just a game of like, you're going to make errors, but it's how fast can you respond to those errors and not just like let them build up. I think that was something like I had to work with, because like you want to perform at your highest, but then you also have to know like an error or two are going to come, but just like let those go and how do you respond from them.
Obviously USD's had a lot of success in its recent history. What was kind of the thing that set it apart for you, that made you wanted to be a part of this university and this program?
The coaching staff and the players. Like, I remember coming on my visit and I just loved it. I like how it's such a tight-knit community, and you go anywhere and people will know you, and the coaches were amazing, and just like the team is so supportive, and they really made me feel at home.
Yeah, every time we talk to volleyball players, they talk about how the team is so close together, like on and off the floor. And for a while, I thought maybe they just had a team meeting and said, we're always going to say this. But it seems really true. Like, this group just feeds off each other. There's a lot of love, you know, in this team. How do you adapt to that, you know, when you just become somebody new and you want to be a part of that group?
I would say it's fairly easy. Like, we're all so different in our own ways, and I think that's what's so special, is like each one of us has different personalities, but they just all mesh so well that like you just go be yourself, and everybody, it's just such a loving place.
What has been the biggest thing that you've tried to work on here in the spring as you continue to evolve your game into that next level player?
I think just, I worked a lot about like my all-around game, like hitting and defense, and just like cleaning up a few things here and there with hitting, and then in defense, just having that mentality, just go dig the ball, like don't let it drop. And so I think a big part of the spring was also my mind, like how can I work when like I'm in a little rut, and how can I get out of that and just go be me and just go play.
You seem, even as a young player, to have a lot of confidence in your game. Have you always just carried that confidence, or where does that come from internally that allows you to play at such a high level?
It's taken a lot of work, and I think I'm still working on it, but my older sisters played volleyball, so like just watching them, and my older sister, she was also an outside, and she just plays with so much confidence all the time. So like I grew up like watching her and watching her play and wanted to be like her. And she just, every single time she steps on the court, she just gets after it. And so wanted to play like her.
What do you like about being on the outside?
You just do everything. Like, you just aren't like or if you're like only a passer, like you only pass, or a DS. But in outside, you're blocking, you're hitting, you're playing off block, you're defending. I think it's just so fun.
When you're going up for an attack, obviously you have to focus really on the pass and connecting. What are you looking for from the defense as you try to visualize where you can place the ball to get a point?
I look at what's open on the court. One of the shots I love to hit is high hands and just let it fly. But also in the spring, we've been working on, like, I can't always hit that shot. So if the middle's closing late, how can I still hit the ball high into the deep corners, find space? But then if I only have one blocker, just go up and rip it into space on the court.
You said, you know, confidence has taken some work for you. Now when you get points, are you confident enough? You can flex on the other team and do some of that stuff, or what do you do?
Probably I do the fists a lot, like But I don't know if I'm there yet. Maybe one day I will.
Maybe one day. What do you like about where this group is at right now? As, you know, you look forward to next year and everything and go through this spring, what do you like about what you're seeing out of this group?
We are just so gritty. And Leanne has talked a lot about having an edge when we come out and play. And we worked a lot on that in the spring and, like, just even competing in our own gym. How do we have an edge and just go and compete? And we've gotten a lot better at that, and it just continues to grow every single day. So it gets competitive in our gym, but it's so good that it is so competitive.
Asai, you're an elementary education major. What made you want to go down that path and get into teaching?
I've always loved working with kids, and I want to be that teacher that can make a big impact, not only in the classroom, but as they grow older. And I have loved it. I've been in a couple classrooms, and I still like the path I'm on, so I think I'll stick it out.
You mentioned maybe someday you'll get into coaching.
Yeah.
Is that always been a passion for you?
Yeah, and that also works with elementary education. I think it'll be a good balance, and I've always wanted to be a coach and coach high school for sure, and maybe get into some club too.
Was there a moment or a coach or somebody you're close to that just the way that they taught the game or coached the game made you say, that's what I want to do someday? Or how has this passion for coaching developed?
I think it's just because I love the game so much. And I think it would be really interesting and cool to see it from a different perspective, like as a coach and not a player. So that's why I want to coach.
What do you think you've learned as a player that you could take into coaching that maybe you wish you would have understood when you were, you know, building yourself up as a player?
I think it's, I don't know if a lot of players agree with this, but like the little simple drills we do where they may be boring now, but they just make you into such a better player. So I think that's one thing that I would take into coaching is like the simple things, even though you may not love them at the time, they are so beneficial and help you out so much.
Every time we talk about goals, everybody wants to talk about team goals. There's individual goals as well. Have you started to think about what your goals are for next year and just elevating your play for this group and this team?
I would say just the goal is just to be the best version of myself, both on and off the court, and just play for the people around me and do the best I can so that it can help everybody else.
Now we're getting into closer to summer. It doesn't always feel like that temperature-wise out there. Got any fun plans for the summer?
Go back home in May, spend time with my family and sisters, and then back here in June and start grinding again.
I think people understand college sports are a lot of work. It takes a lot of time. What do you do when you're not playing volleyball?
We have a cabin, so I like to spend time up there. Occasionally golf. but just spend time with my family because we're all home in the summer. So I think just family time.
Enjoy some time. There'll be plenty of time for the grind. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it. Have a good summer.
You as well. Thank you.
That is Ava Ball. She is a sophomore for the volleyball team for the University of South Dakota, ready for year number two in a Coyote uniform. Time now to take a look at the events going on for Coyote Athletics. And, of course, the women's golf team wrapped up the Summit League Championships this week. The softball team will play their final series of the regular season against the top team in the Summit League all season, Omaha. They have just one loss in league play, but those two are set to play a Thursday and Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock, and then Saturday afternoon at 12 o'clock. That Saturday afternoon matchup is Senior Day celebration. Track and field team will be in action on Friday and Saturday in the South Dakota Challenge. You can check that out in Vermilion. And of course, on Sunday, the men's golf team will begin the Summit League Championships in Mesa, Arizona. It's a 3-day, 3-round event that is Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Summit League softball tournament set to get underway next Wednesday. That's what's going on in Coyote Athletics. As always, check the schedule pages at goyotes.com. You can also get news and stories and all of the information you need at goyotes.com. I'm John Thayer. Have yourself a tremendous weekend. As always, stay safe and go Yotes.
Thanks for listening to Yotecast, the official podcast of the University of South Dakota Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Coyote Sports Network.